أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين صدق الله العظيم. This is the fourth ayah of Surah Yusuf, and here onwards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses what Allah Himself has described as Ahsanul Qasas, the best of all narrations, the best of all stories that man could have ever heard. And this is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that remember the time when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his father, Ya Abati, O my father, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba, certainly I saw 11 stars, wash-shamsa, the sun, wal-qamar, and the moon, ra'aytuhum li sajideen, I saw them all make sajda to me. The background is that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam was the father of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam in all had 12 sons. In other words, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had 11 brothers. 10 of the 11 were not from the mother of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. The 10 were born, and then they had passed on, the mother had passed on, and then Yusuf alayhi salam, according to one narration, had a brother that was from his mother and father, whose name was Binyamin. So that made the 12 children or the 12 sons of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam. Yaqub alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he had immediately understood the implication or the interpretation of this dream, that the 11 stars that are being spoken about are the 11 brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. Washams, the son, will refer to he himself, the father. Wal qamar will refer to the mother. And then ra'ituhum li sajidin, as an emphasis, that I saw all of them and I saw them make sajda to me. So he, as a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, had immediately understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give Yusuf alayhi salam some kind of honor, dignity, supremacy, where all of this will really happen. But before we come there, one or two aspects with regards to dreams, so that we have a fair idea that every dream is not a true dream. Ulama have divided dreams into three categories. Two of the three categories are not true dreams. The one is what is termed as hadithun nafsi or hadithun nafs. Hadithun nafs, actually, if you translate it literally, it will mean when one's internal speaks to a person. And what happens here is, it happens all the time actually to all of us, that our predominant activities of the day, and sometimes just any activity of the day, at night begins to play out, and a person sees that in the dream. Now that is not a dream that will be regarded as true. The whole day we were involved in our professions, our businesses, our family, whatever those engagements may be, they replay at night. So those are not the actual dreams that will be taken for anything. The second is Taswilu Shaitan, and some have also termed it as Hadithu Shaitan. Is that when we go off to sleep, obviously, we have no control over our mind, and sometimes Shaitan plays a role in what we see in a dream. Now that again is not a true dream, it is the influence of Shaitan, and both have to be expelled, the first and the second. The third is what is called ilqa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilqa'ur rabb, or some have given the name ilham. That when a person goes to sleep, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts some kind of image in the mind of that person which that person sees. Now that is what is called ru'ya salihah and mubasharat in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is a true dream that comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the mubarak hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the most truest of all dreams is in the suhoor, at the time of sihri. In other words, the latter, the last part of the night, whatever activities may have taken place in the day, all of that is now erased from the mind for that night. There is no influence of shaitan that becomes dominant, and that last part of the night before the time of Fajr sets in, whatever a person sees at that time, that will be regarded as a true dream, ru'ya saliha, something that is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala give us also the ability to understand the realities of life and what is also a dream. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.